Sunny early, slight chance of a shower this afternoon with a high of 70. It's 60 now at the Cumulus Compound. All right, if you want to get on the air with Dr. D, she's here for one more segment, so be quick about it. 419-240-1055, or I'll take your text questions. I'm not going to be able to get to them all. We got a ton, but we'll get to them the best we can. All right, Dr. D, here's your next one. Text. I met a guy online, an online dating site. We've been chatting back and forth for a couple of weeks. We have very similar interests and seem to be hitting it off. Is it bad that we are talking long-term already? Now, it doesn't say they've ever met other than, you know, on the phone. So,
I wonder if they're local. You know, if it's a long-distance thing, like, why haven't they met?
I feel like meeting is key.
We have been chatting back and forth for a couple of weeks. We have very similar interests and seem to be hitting it off. Is it bad that we are talking long-term already?
We can take the online out of it. A couple of weeks on long-term, probably still not recommended. You know, whether it's online or not, a couple of weeks just isn't long enough.
Pop it into neutral.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna ask them if they met in person because maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of key. I mean.
It is. But even if they've met in person, hey, congratulations, that's awesome that in a couple of weeks you both feel so connected that it feels natural and right to talk long term. And to play devil's advocate, if there isn't any long term potential, meaning you don't have the same values or interests or goals long term, then a lot of people, and I can agree, that you don't want to waste your time necessarily. So there's a difference between talking about what are your goals long term? What are you looking for in a relationship? Do you want kids? Do you not want kids? Some of those really important decisions that need to be made before you even know if that person's a possibility. But if you're talking about the two of you and making plans long term and things like that, then I feel that it's way too quick. And like Tricia and Denny said, pop it into neutral. And give you enjoy the journey because a lot of people rush into this and they just shouldn't.
I'm curious to know if they've actually physically met because it is a great way because your guard is down when you're on the phone unless they're FaceTiming. But even then, you know, and once you meet them, once you're, you know, the chemistry physically being there, but having great lengthy conversations on the phone is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, when Sharon and I first started dating, even though we knew each other, we used to talk for literally hours, and then you get married and you don't even text.
Anyway, yeah, right.
No, I'm kidding.
You communicate via emojis.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. How you doing today? And you send the poop emoji.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
That's a good day.
It is. All right, here's another one. Oh, this one's sad. My dad died last week. My mother's having trouble following through with his final wishes.
Oh.
He wants his ashes buried in the cemetery with his family, but she's hinting that she wants to keep them. What do we do to convince her to follow his wishes?
Do you think he'd mind if she kept them? I mean,
did he say, yeah, see, I would need more information. It's like, well, did he say he had to do it right away?
I think that right now,
a little there and then the rest for you.
Split them up, yeah, half and half.
I don't mean to be insensitive about death, but I do think that it's the living that you need to focus on when there's a loss. And if that's what she wants or makes her feel better. What were you going to say, Trish?
I was just going to say, if his faith is Catholic and he feels that it's his faith that he needs to be buried in that sense, you know, or you know what I mean, that he feels that that is his appropriate response, spiritually speaking. Like,
I don't think you can sprinkle
that.
Your ashes on.
You can't.
As Catholics.
Right. As Catholics, you can't. So if he's Catholic and that's part of his faith, she really should honor that. Because that's critical to his soul and to everything that he believes in. So you wouldn't want to dispute that, I don't think. If he's not Catholic and it's just a function of bury me next to my mother, I would suggest...
Not bury, it's sprinkle.
Or sprinkle, whatever. Then if that's not the issue, then I would say she should hang on to the ashes as long as she feels like it. And then someday the kids can bury him.
That's his question.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
It is. It's Security Jeff.
Okay.
Jeff, is this your text question?
Yeah, that was my text.
Yeah, so that's good. We can get more information from you.
Yeah, is your dad Catholic, Jeff?
No.
Oh, okay. Then mom could... Why...
Sorry to hear about the loss, though, dude.
Wow, I did not know that.
Can mom hang on to the ashes for a while and then bury him later, or you bury him? at some point?
Well, I mean, yeah, they do. They actually do want to bury, not sprinkle. He wanted his urn buried with the family. I don't know why he wanted to go through that process, but that was how he wanted it done. And yeah, it's just been a lot of hinting towards hanging on to him now instead. And I'm like, well, that wasn't what he wanted.
Right. Jeff, did he, so are you saying your mom has changed her mind, or did she speak up before he passed and he said, no, I don't want that?
No. More like a mind change.
I see. Okay. Aww. Do you think if it wasn't a mind change, if before he passed your mom said, but I would really like to hold on to him, what do you think he would say?
No. Oh. I want to be with my family.
Oh.
Well, he is.
Give her some time, though. It's only been a week, dude. Yeah. She'll probably come around.
Yeah.
And do you have to buy, like, a little plot for the urn there with the family?
Yeah, there's a cost.
They already have it purchased. It's already done. And you have to have a special kind of urn.
Right.
I'm learning all kinds of stuff here. You have to have one that can be, if the cemetery ever had to move anything, it has to be a certain kind of urn that doesn't deteriorate.
So it can be exhumed.
So it could be moved.
I
correct.
See.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So maybe this sounds like in order to honor your dad's wishes and to still respect the fact that your mom is obviously having some difficulty, you know, with her grieving, and to find that compromise, find that balance, and just say, Mom, we understand, you know, but we also need you to understand dad's wishes. How long, you know, and you know, a week or 2 weeks or something, maybe not push it right now. But you can maybe have the best of both worlds where she hangs on to it a little bit, but then his, you know, ultimately his wishes do need to be carried out. And I think she wants that as well.
Yeah, just give her time, dude.
Yeah.
Cause she's really grieving too.
Good.
All right, man. Have a great day.
You too.
See you. Bye. Last one. Dr. D, give me some advice on how to keep my daughter away from some of her friends who are starting to become troublemakers.
Oh, no.
Two of her friends are great, and two other ones, not so much. I need to know how to politely keep them away without pushing her and her fighting me on it.
Ooh, and they probably hang together, too, which makes it harder.
It doesn't say how old,
you know.
Nope.
Probably teenagers, you think?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's,
you know what I mean? They probably hang as a group, and like two of them are cool.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. Well, one thing you can do, and this is what I've done, I told my daughter, I said, you will never spend the night at that person's house.
It's
not going to happen. You know, the whole sleepover crap. You just don't let them sleep over and do any of that stuff. But if they want to come over here, you know, and then you can just pray.
That's what I did.
Pray them away. A lot of parents do that when they're dating.
Yeah.
You pray the kid away. Try that. Pray them away, like, no, get them out of here. But what if somebody else gets in trouble, that gives you, I believe, as a parent to say, so-and-so's going down a path I don't want you to go, so you're not going to hang out with them.
Yeah, your house only rule. Yeah, I did that a lot.
Or if you're going to hang, if you want to hang with them, it's at our house.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can have a relationship, and you'll be surprised how quick that'll go away. Any other advice?
I think you guys are right. You can't just say you're never going to see or talk to this person again, because you won't win that battle, and you're actually going to fuel them to want to see them more. It's that kind of, it's just the dynamic that happens. So I think coming up with those rules, whatever it might look like, whether it's no sleeping over or only at our house or only in a group situation or only in a supervised situation, you really need to come up with some of those rules, because, you know, just restricting will probably not work and will likely backfire. And then also maybe encourage opportunities for her and the positive friends and the positive influences that you really want her to hang out with.
Yeah, they're in high school. They just texted me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so maybe creating those opportunities. And like Denny said, you know, all kidding aside, just pray, because it really is a challenge for a lot of parents out there. It's really tough to compete with society right now with social media. And a lot of the parents are spinning their wheels. A lot of good parents out there with troubled kids.
All right. So I got a response back from the woman who wants to know about the online dating thing, you know.
Okay.
About their talking kids and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I said, have you met yet? She said, no. She says, we're meeting today. I live here. He lives in Sandusky. And we've talked having kids. Okay, so here's the thing, okay? What happens when you finally meet somebody I don't know. Maybe they have that aura of the smell that you know, people have their unique kind of smell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what if they're stinky?
Yeah, but it's not necessarily stinky. It's just their scent. What if it doesn't jive with yours? I think sure. It is. Just enjoy this wonderful friendship that you have, but don't push it. Why are you trying to go so fast?
Well, I wonder if it was the conversation like I've recommended in the past. If you really want children, making sure the other person wants children is very different than saying, hey, when are we going to have children? You know,
sure.
Making plans for your birth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so I do think before you waste time meeting, if you do need to talk about if both parties want children. So maybe that's what they're referring to. But I'd love for you to call or text next week and let us know how it went today.
Yeah,
I mean, that's great.
I'll respond to that.
Person.
So, all right, we're out of time. 8:38. More with Dr. D next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. It's a date.
All right. SerenityMommy.com, SerenityPerrysburg.com. We'll see you then.
All righty.
All right. Don't move. More to come. Denny and the Girls live and local on Q105.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather.